The question today is, when and where was Abraham saved? Now, this is a question that's not hard to answer if we'll just simply look at the Bible, God's Word. I'm not talking about looking at tradition, but at God's holy Word. Paul said in Romans chapter 4, verse number 3, "For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness." In other words, this type of righteousness is required for one to enter into heaven. It's not self-righteousness. Matthew 5:20 said, "For I say unto you," and he's talking to the Pharisees here, "that except your," or talking to anybody, but he's talking about the Pharisees. He said, "For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." You'll not be saved unless you've got the righteousness that the Lord requires. And so therefore it said Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Paul stated that same basic verse in Galatians 3:6, and James quoted it in James 2:23. Three times there, almost the same verse. In fact, it's got a perfect tense verb, which means it is written. It is written on, and it means it's on record, and it stands on record. A past completed action with existing results. So Abraham was saved when he believed God's promise. Now, Romans chapter 4, verse 21 and 22 says something similar to that. He said, "And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness." Now, Paul answered the Philippian jailer's question whenever he came in and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" in Acts 16. But they answered him by saying in verse number 31, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." Now, that's what Abraham said. That's what Abraham did. He believed God, and he was saved. Now, this answers the question in a sense as far as when, or at least it tells us that the word of the Scripture points out. Another question is, where did he get saved? That's connected to the when. And I know I hadn't told you the time and the place exactly, but we'll look at the where and put it all together maybe now. You see, there must be a time and a place when one is saved. You may not know the minute, the day, or the hour, but the time and the place will be a very vivid reality in your life. If it's not, then you're not saved. You've got to have a time and a place that's vivid in your mind. Genesis 15:6 is the scripture that Paul and James quoted concerning Abraham. And so therefore we can find out the where Abraham was saved. Now to do that, we simply need to find out where Genesis 15:6 occurred. Because it said there he believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. In other words, God put righteousness on his account, and that's what you need, it's what he had, and we need that righteousness that the Lord requires. Now, it's not easy. Well, it is easy. Some people say it's not easy because the Scripture is out of order, and sometimes that's true. But here we know that it's easy to spot Genesis 15:6 because Genesis 15:1 says, "After these things." So we can ask the question, after what things was it that he had righteousness put on his account? Well, God appeared to him and spoke to him in Genesis 15 after these things. And so therefore, after the transaction with the Lord, he had righteousness placed on his account. So what are these things? Well, it's after God appeared to him in Mesopotamia and said, "Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and go into a land that I'll show thee." And the Hebrew really says, "I'll show thee as you go." You're going to have to move by faith. I'm not going to give you the end before you begin, start the beginning. And that's the way it is with walking the narrow way. You're going to have to take one step at a time. Obey the light you have, and the Lord will give you more light. But that's recorded there, and Stephen is preaching there in Acts chapter 7, verse 2 and 3. He talks about that. And then after Abraham, this Genesis 15:1 after these things means after he had dwelt in Haran for a number of years, and it's unable to establish how long those exact number of years may have been. It could have been from 5 years, or it could have been up to 32 years that he stayed in Haran thereafter he left Mesopotamia. And by the way, Haran's not out of the land of his country, still in his country. But after God spoke to him at Haran when he was 75 years of age, his daddy died, and spoke to him again in Genesis 12, verses 12, 1 through chapter 12, 1 through and 3, which said the basic same thing that Stephen recorded over in Acts 7, which he was told him there in Mesopotamia, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and go into a land which I'll show thee. And still means I'll show thee as they go. And so Genesis 15:1, after these things, means after he had entered Canaan. And God spoke to him again in Genesis chapter 12, verse number 5 through 7. And I'm not reading all these scriptures. You can look them up. And then after he had built an altar and worshiped God. That's what Genesis 15:1 means. And that altar he built and worshiped God is Genesis 12:8 and Genesis 13:4. And it's after he had gone to Egypt due to a famine in Canaan, passed his wife off as his sister. And Genesis 12:10 through 20. And it also means after he had separated from Lot in Genesis 13:5 through 13. In other words, Lot pitched his tent toward Sodom, and Abraham just took what was left. Genesis 15:1 means after God spoke to him the fourth time, that's recorded in Genesis 13:14 through 18. And it's after he defeated Chaldeomer and his league of kings with 318 trained servants that he had. That's written in Genesis 14:1 through 16. And then Genesis 15:1 is certainly after he'd paid tithes to Melchizedek in Genesis 14, verse number 17 through 24. Genesis 15:1 then says, after these things, God spoke to Abram, for his name had not yet been changed to Abraham yet, at this time and place, approximately 9 years after Abram entered into Canaan, when he was 84 years old, he believed God and was saved. Genesis 15:1 through 6 is telling us about that incident that happened at that time. So you see, the Bible tells us the when and the where Abraham was saved. Now, I know sometimes there's some times you can't find exactly where some men are saved, but it's very evident with Abraham where he was saved. And I think the principle here has been missing in our churches today. And people do not want to deal with this because tradition says that Abraham was saved when he left the Ur of Chaldees, that idolatrous nation. I want to tell you, he wasn't saved. He wasn't saved. So it goes to show you how many times we fail to simply take God's Word and let it speak to us. In fact, we sometimes refuse to take God's Word when it goes against what we've already established, what we've already been taught. I told this one time to a young preacher, and he had preached for a while, already pastored a church for a while, and I give him the incident about when and where Abraham was saved, and when I got through explaining it to him, he said, "You just ruined the best message I had." Well, it don't matter what it ruins. If it's not truth, we don't need to preach it anymore. Needless to say, many, after they were exposed to the principle of Abraham, when and where he was saved, they rejected that truth. And people rejected me because of this. But when I saw it, I thought you're supposed to be just want what God has in His Word. So you see, here it is, plain, if we'll look at it. For years, I thought he was saved before he left Mesopotamia like everybody else. Because tradition leads us to believe that due to what Hebrews 11:8 says, and this is what it said, Hebrews 11:8 says, "By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went." Now, that raises another question. And if Abraham was saved 9 years after being in Canaan, which we've just proved that he did, what kind of faith did he have when he left Mesopotamia? He said he left the faith. Now, Hebrews 11:6 said, "But without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Now, that word "cometh" is an ETH word. Anytime you see an ETH word in your King James Bible, it means a continuous action, habitual lifestyle. In other words, it means along the path of the understanding. There's time involved in that. It's continuous action. The first time God spoke to Abram, he had intellectual faith. Now, I don't know exactly who, but I know the principle of God's Word is that some... he uses human instrumentality. And I think probably Shem went down and told all of them in that area about the God of heaven who floated them in the ark and told them about the God of heaven, the one God. And yet they were in idolatry. And Abram at the time, believed God. I mean, God had spoke to him and said, "Get out of the country." Well, what happened was that some of the others tagged along with Abraham, his daddy, and his nephew Lot. And God told him to leave his family, but he carried them with him. He didn't obey God's Word truthfully. Now, it'd been good if they'd left by faith, but he had an intellectual faith that God is that led him to a seeking faith, if you please, and caused him to go after, in other words, see, faith will act, no matter what kind of faith it is. Bible said in James 2:20, in other words, faith without works is dead. If you've got intellectual faith, it'll act and produce a seeking faith. and that will move you to a saving faith. And that's exactly what happened to Abraham, or Abram at the time he was called. And so intellectual faith caused him to get up, and seeking faith caused him to move out, because he was looking for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker was God. Hebrews 11:10 said, so that seeking faith brought him to an understanding of the promise of God, so that he could believe unto salvation by saving faith. In Genesis 15:6, 9 years after he got in the land of Canaan. Now, when God first spoke to Abram in Mesopotamia, he did not understand the promise, because he carried his father and he carried Lot, as I've already said, with him. God said, leave your kindred. When he came to Haran after his father died, God said the same thing. Hey, leave your kindred. But what happened? Abram didn't fully obey. He carried Lot, his kindred. Also, when he is in Canaan, God spoke to him and said he would give his seed this land in Genesis 12:7. Now he's heard something for the first time. The seed, who is really Jesus, Galatians speaks about. And that means he had never had that understanding of what he was looking to. But the seed, meaning he can't believe in something he hadn't been told about. Now he's been told about the seed there. And he still didn't understand the promise, even though he had more information. And in Genesis 13:15-16, God gave him more information when he added, I'll make thy seed as the dust of the earth. So it's evident from Genesis 15:1-6 that Abram still didn't understand. But as the Lord began to explain the promise to him, saving faith came. And Abraham believed God and he was saved. Righteousness was put on his account. Saving faith is necessary for one to be saved. Intellectual faith and seeking faith will allow you to believe the facts about, but salvation will not come until saving faith is exercised. Many say today, well, all you got to do to be saved is just believe. Well, that's true if you believe from the heart with saving faith, but God's got to grant that. And saving faith will not be granted until the repentance is granted and godly sorrow's got to work repentance. And when that comes, then you'll be able to believe unto salvation. But that happened to Abraham 9 years after he got in the land of Canaan. He had a time and a place where the Lord saved him. Now the question now is not so much the question we started with, when and where was Abraham saved? We've answered that. But the question now is, do you have a time and a place where the Lord gave you understanding of His promise and you believed unto salvation with saving faith? If you don't have that place, you had better seek Him with all your heart so that you can be saved, and then you'll have a time and a place where the Lord puts righteousness on your account. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again, on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.